Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I guess there's still going to be some COVID stuff for the draft next week. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember last year they all did it from, like, a coach's house or, like, a study or
and
whatever.
And nothing was better than Coach Cliff Kingsbury's beautiful home.
Is that
that was
from
the
a nice
winner.
Place?
He was the winner. He had, like, these glass doors. It was fantastic.
Didn't Belichick have, like, his dog at the table or something?
Bill had everything you'd expect from Bill. Like, a regular-looking kitchen with his dog sitting there.
And didn't Gettleman have, like, other employees running around with masks on, if I remember correctly?
That's right, yes.
Well, the Rams, because they're so Hollywood now, they rented a sick beach house, I guess, in Malibu.
That fits who they
are. I don't know why they would do that. Like, why not, though?
Yeah, because they know it's going to be on TV. Because they know when they flash to it, there's going to be a lot of people, yourself included, who's going to say, oh, look at the Rams.
If you remember last year, Cliff Kingsbury had the sweet bachelor pad, obviously in the same division, so maybe they felt like...
Did you not hear what Evan said 2 minutes ago?
I didn't hear
as the host of the show?
I didn't hear it. I was working on the t-shirt. Sorry.
Yeah. What t-shirt were you working on?
The one you just asked me. I apologize. All right, relax. I didn't hear it.
Wow. And now he just blows you off with the all right, relax.
I should have known Evan knew that, but I just... Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, I didn't just know it. I brought it up. It's the first thing I said.
They called it the winner of the draft and everything. You missed
it. I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear it.
I guess you weren't listening to the show that you're producing.
No, it wasn't. I was working on the show.
Well,
the
that's interesting because Evan's buying us all lunch on Friday, and maybe he has to buy one less sandwich.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because if you're not listening to the show, you're not really producing
and
the show.
And C-Mac showed he is. So, C-Mac, maybe an extra side for you, pal.
Wow, thanks. No problem.
Give the big guy an extra
4X, 4X next time.
Don't turn that into a negative.
So nice of you.
I'm feeding my guy.
That's so big of you.
He deserves it.
Hey, big man, want an extra side?
Well, he'll appreciate it more.
You want a bigger sandwich?
How do you take that as a negative?
Because it was somewhat demeaning.
Why is it demeaning? I'm basically saying he deserves more than Lugie does.
And I apologize for what I meant to say.
No, go ahead.
It was almost like he was saying, hey, Chubby, do you want more food?
Good job. Fries, too, Chokester.
That is not at all what I was doing. I was rewarding C-Mac, who clearly pays attention to the show, cares about the show, and Lugie, who's too busy doing God knows what.
I'm doing something for the show. So I'm doing more work than him.
Is the shirt being produced, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Let me ask you this. If I didn't work on the shirt, guaranteed in the next 10 minutes, we would have gone, why aren't we working on the shirt?
You're right.
So I didn't hear the content of the show, and I shouldn't have jumped in. That's my bad.
Okay.
But the shirt is definitely, it's not like I'm working on my,
but is the shirt being
fantasy
made?
Baseball team.
Is the shirt being designed and made?
It is being designed as we speak. The design is being, it's going to be cleared by you.
I'd like to know how they're spelling.
Yes.
Sukadit.
The guys in digital are working on the designs as we speak. That's what I was doing.
Breaking news.
Digital are working on the Sukadit shirt.
How would you spell it? Do you have an answer for that? Because I was thinking about that.
Well, it's either S-U-K-A-D-I-T. That's one way to go.
Yeah, I wasn't going
the
that
other way.
Way
to go is S-O-O-K.
That's what I'm thinking.
A-D-E-E-K.
That's what I was thinking.
Sukadit.
That's what I was thinking.
That's probably the best way to go.
And by the way, every time Ohtani does something now, we get tweets about that.
Because everyone wants us to post online the audio, which I thought I put out last week. Did I not?
Yeah. Oh, I think you retweeted it.
Someone else put out video. Why can't we just put out an audio clip of that? Can you guys do that or no?
We not
on
allowed
Twitter?
To?
No, we're allowed to. I guess they don't know how to.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's if we don't know how to.
Do me a favor. Just grab the actual full play-by-play, and put it out as if we were putting out audio of the show. Can you do that?
I don't know. We can't.
What do you mean, no?
Well, because it's a baseball highlight. It
doesn't matter. You can put it out. We put out highlights all the time.
All right, I'll ask.
Just do it until someone tells you to take it down, all right?
I don't really like living my life.
Listen, take the audio.
To be honest with you.
Send the audio to whoever posts our audio.
Okay.
And tell them I want it posted right now.
But I post the audio.
Then do it right now.
So Tommy did it, so Tommy's on the hook for it.
No, no, there's nothing to be on the hook for.
Well, it seems that way a little bit.
No, no. Do it right now.
But I also think, like, we should have people listen to the show for the highlight, not just say, oh, I want this highlight on Twitter.
Listen to me.
There's no reason to listen.
We're only successful because the audience allows us to be successful.
I agree with that.
Well, so the audience has said to us, we love the Sukadeek soundbite. Put it online so we can have fun with it and use it. So put it online. The audience has requested it. The audience is always right.
Suck a dick!
Put it online.
This is the number one thing he's ever pushed back on. This is the thing.
You have nothing
this
to worry about.
This is Custer's last stand right
no,
now
I have
for
to,
him.
I have to figure out if we can do that. I
no,
don't
no.
Think it's a gift.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You have the audio.
Just do
I
it.
Have the audio.
Put it online.
All right. Since Big Mac's paying attention, he could do it.
Look at him. He won't do it.
It's 3:01. It better be online by 3:15.
We're not playing that game.
No, no. We are playing that game.
It's Monday. I had a bad Friday. I'm not in the mood to play by 3.
No, no. Listen to me loud and clear.
Having a good day.
It's not a game.
Feels
I
like
want the audio on our Twitter account by 3:15. Got
not,
it?
I'm not playing that game. I don't want to play that game.
Loogie, if the audio isn't up there by 3:20, I'm going to be more generous.
Why are you giving him five
because
extra minutes? He doesn't need it.
By 3:20.
I'm also not even 100%
there
sure
are
how to
certain
do it.
Things you will not receive. Certain benefits you will not receive. Okay? So go ahead and just do it. Like, it's simple. Just post it. Yeah. And look, I'm being nice. I'm giving you the 3:20. I'm stepping off. I'm saving you an extra 5 minutes. Just let me
suck
do that.
Dick.
Go ahead. 3:20.
Suck a dick.
All right? Are we good?
You have 18 minutes.
He's scared.
Well, it's just simple.
Nobody's pushing back on
it. If it's not up at 3:20, leave. That's it. You can't produce the rest of the show. So you have 18 minutes to put it up. I don't know how you do that. Just go ahead and do it.
Get out ready.
Here's Mike in East Islip on the fan. Mike, how are you?
Craigie, Evan, guys, fabulous show. Yeah, I can't stop laughing at you guys. It's funny. Craigie, I got a little something for you.
Yeah.
Evan, I got a little something for you. Here's what I'm thinking about the Yankees. Craigie, I got to thank you for calling out the Yankees and Stanton and Hicks and all these guys that can't bat their weight. I did quick math a little while ago, and I figured out Stanton gets about $1 million a hit for the season for the Yankees.
Okay.
And I got this guy that could probably play center field or hit for a Giancarlo. I've seen Evan swing a bat, and he can't possibly do any worse than Stanton's doing right now.
You'd
you
be
think?
Amazingly surprised at Evan's ability to do worse.
Well, hold on. Mike, also, I just want to be fair about this. Giancarlo Stanton, compared to his teammates, has shown more of a pulse. He hit a home run in yesterday's game. We can't just delete it from our memory. He's driven in 12 runs in 13 games. I get it, he's hitting 180, but compared to Gleyber Torres, compared to Clint Frazier, compared to a lot of his teammates, Giancarlo wouldn't be my poster
guy
right now.
And I think
right
that's
now.
The problem Is because that fair? You were comparing them to other guys that also suck.
Well, yeah. No, yeah. I am.
Like,
I
who sucks that. Less? That's the problem.
Well, right now, you know who the number one guy is? If I had to make the definition of the Yankees' failures, it's
Aaron Hicks.
It's Aaron Hicks and Gleyber Torres. I think Gleyber's got to be up there.
Evan.
Yeah.
Evan.
Yeah.
But Craigie said he gets these hits when it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. His home run in the third inning mattered. It gave him a 1-0 lead, actually.
But
so.
How about this?
Let's be
how
fair.
How about you spend a little more time playing baseball and doing baseball stuff than the protesting stuff.
Oh, I see where this came from. So that's what you wanted to pick
fair,
on.
To be fair, the game after Aaron Hicks sat out, he had three hits. So yeah. I'm not putting his personal, I wouldn't call it a protest, but his personal day up against. He was batting like crap before that day off. He had one good game, and he's batting like crap since.
I sniffed it out the way you do. The way he tried to pinpoint Giancarlo Stanton as one of the guys. Look, Giancarlo Stanton is struggling. There's no denying it, but if we want to be fair and we want to say, all right, let's make a list. You asked the question last week, Craig. It was a good one. You said, all right, who do you blame the most for the Yankee tough start? And C-Mac and I both said DJ LeMahieu because he missed out on so many opportunities with guys on base. DJ actually had a pretty good weekend. Here's the number one guy now. It's actually Gleyber Torres.
Because he's defensively a sieve too?
He's not only struggling defensively, he has one RBI. One. Uno. He's the guy.
I honestly can't think of one single hard hit ball.
Yeah.
I can't
think
of the entire season. Even the couple RBI hits, the one RBI hit he had and another hit, it's been bloops. I can't think of one time he's barreled a baseball. Not once.
He's the guy. And you know what? Here's the other difference between Aaron Hicks and Gleyber Torres. Look, Aaron Hicks is what he is. Okay, we've gone through the numbers. He's okay. I don't think he's making that much money. It's $10 million a year. Everybody freaked out by the contract they gave him. He's an adequate center fielder. Gleyber Torres is supposed to be the second coming. He's supposed to be a stud. Every other tweet 2 years ago was, can you believe Gleyber Torres is 22? Can you believe Gleyber Torres is 23? Here are the facts about Gleyber, and I don't mean to just make it about him, but we have to call people out for their failures. He stunk last year, and he has stunk this year. He has one RBI. This is supposed to be the second coming.
Yep.
And he's been terrible. So
it's inexcusable. My gut is that the defensive problems are all over his head. He's a kid, and he's taking it to the plate. No excuse. He's a professional who was supposed to be the second coming. And you know what's frustrating about him, similarly to Gary Sanchez, is that you've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen the guy be a stud.
Well,
that's the problem with it. It's not like... like, Aaron Hicks is what Aaron Hicks is.
Right.
Now, normally, he obviously bats a little bit better and gets on base more. But Aaron Hicks is not a guy batting 315.
Right. Aaron Hicks is never, even when he gets back to his norms, right, going to be that guy.
250 lifetime hitter? Not
so,
even.
Gleyber Torres, at 22 years old, was an all-star and had an 870 OPS.
OPS?
You thought he hit 38 home runs, just to give you a more simple number. He was about to be a superstar. And as much as we want to diminish 2020, he stunk in 2020. And he hasn't been good for the first 14 games in 2021. And if you want to connect that to the position he plays, that's fine. I can't disprove you. Now, the problem is, Craig, other than a trade, which is not happening anytime soon, there is no realistic internal option to get him off shortstop. You know, I gave you an internal option in center field. I mentioned calling up Estevan Florial. You can even let Mike Tauchman be the everyday center fielder. Tyler Wade as the everyday shortstop is not an option. Gio Urshela as the everyday shortstop is not really an option. So in this moment, Craig, unfortunately, you got to live with it.
You know what I think the Yankees need? The Yankees need something that COVID's preventing them from having. They need a night out. They need the night out of just like drunken, you know,
slump busters.
It's like, you know, the Mets kind of got that gift in the snow out when they went out to Colorado.
Right.
Right. And I told you, they're not saying it, but what did I tell you most guys would do?
Get high.
Get drunk, get high, play games, you know, carouse, you know, do what you got to do, and then unite. Like, one of the great ways for a team to get united is doing stuff together away from the field, getting to know each other, quote unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
COVID has not allowed that for a lot of teams. And to be fair, the core of this Yankee team has been here together for 4 years now.
Yeah, they're not getting to know each other.
Right, right. Right. The Yankees need an Aaron Donald street brawl where Stanton drops some guy with a left hook. That's what they need.
Well, you know what's funny you say that? Because I was thinking about this weekend.
That's got to bring them all together.
Did you happen
they need
to watch
a scandal?
A scandal?
Yeah, but not like a sexual scandal.
No, okay, I was going to say.
And not like an A-Rod scandal. They need a scandal where the report is... And last night, we're getting reports that 9 New York Yankees were involved in a barroom brawl.
Right. 86 Mets style.
Yes. That's what we need.
Did you watch any of Dodgers Padres at all? And it's okay if the answer is no.
Thank you for allowing me to give an answer that's okay with you.
Of course.
No.
Well, that's, you know what? I take it back. That is not okay.
Why?
That series was awesome.
I saw Mookie Betts' catch.
Everything about baseball that you want to love was Dodgers, Padres. But here's something.
Well, you and Corey Decker, like, other than being in different bodies, couldn't be more alike.
Except
all weekend, he's texting me. Oh, Greg, oh my God, you got to subscribe.
You should have watched it.
Please.
You should have watched Dodgers, Padres.
That's what I want to do in my free time.
But here's what happened in that series. Twice, there were benches clearing incidences. There was yelling. There was screaming. This weekend
and
against the Rays.
Nothing happened because they're all afraid to touch each other.
Oh, stop. It was a great series.
It's like a Jake Paul fight.
Why, one guy kicked the other guy's ass? Well, that's what Jake Paul did.
Ben Askren took a beating from Lawler, like 17 consecutive blows to his face, and won the fight years ago. Takes one right hook from Paul and goes down and can't get up? No, he did get up. The referee counted him out.
And Jake Paul had a tough week because remember, he took a stunner from Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
Come on.
Let's not forget that. But
that I'm sorry to go off on this. I watched it, the whole thing.
You paid for it?
$50, Evan.
Wow.
That pay-per-view did 1.3 million downloads. They brought in $65 million in revenue.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they probably wasted $30 million on nonsense.
That's insane.
Yeah,
crazy. I just don't understand why everyone's getting on Logan Paul. He fought a guy, he beat a guy. That's
not on him.
It's not on him.
Yeah.
But if there was ever a brawl to get the Yankees going, something to fire him up, wasn't this weekend the great opportunity against the Rays who can't stand the Yankees and the Yankees can't stand the Rays?
And if I got to hear one more time from John Sterling and Susan Wallman, who are fantastic, by the way.
As you're about to rip them.
No, I'm not ripping them. It's the fact that they keep repeating, which is factual.
What's that?
That the entire Tampa Bay Ray bullpen's hurt.
Yes. Well, it is.
And I'm saying to myself, Tampa looks pretty good to me.
Well, that's because they own the Yankees. Dude, they didn't look great before they played the Yankees. They lost three straight games to the Texas Rangers.
Were they 500 now? I think 500 now, right?
Yeah, they got to 8-8.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, before they got here, they lost three straight games to Texas. They're not that good. I stand by it. I don't know who's good in this division because the Red Sox are off to a good start. I give them credit. Are they any good? Are the Rays any good? The Orioles? Eh. It's really the Blue Jays. And guess what? The Blue Jays are 7-9. It's not like they're lighting the world on fire.
That's the only benefit here. If you're trying to find, because I'm positive Craig now in my life.
Yeah.
If you're trying to find the positive or the silver lining or the rainbow, it's that other than, I don't say, the Red Sox do exist. They are a team.
Okay.
And you haven't played him yet.
Okay.
Nobody else is over 500.
Well, I'll take it even further. Who is the best team in the American League? Like, who is the team that when we're all sitting here in late October is in the World Series? Who is it? Is it the Mariners who are off to a great start? Is it the Astros who, they've had COVID issues.
But they're all banged up too, right?
Is it the White Sox? I happen to think they are, but they're 8-9. They're struggling. They got beat up.
Everybody sucks.
Giolito got beat up. So this American League is wide open. And I'm not just saying it based on 15, 16 games. I'm saying it based on, I don't know who the best team is.
There's no L.A. Dodgers in the American
League. No, and that's the thing. Look, the Dodgers are a juggernaut right now. In a best-of-seven series, best-of-five series, anything can happen. But they are clearly the best team in baseball. Ask yourself a question.
Okay, hold on.
Who's the best team in the American League?
Can I? Craigie.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Craig?
Yes, Craig.
Who's the best team in the American League?
Craig, who's the best team in the American League?
Gosh, Craig, I don't think there is one.
Do you think it's the Kansas City Royals?
I don't.
Do you think it's Mitch Haniger and the Seattle Mariners?
Big fan of Mitch Haniger's. But no, I can't. Oh, yeah.
You see what he did yesterday? That two-run triple?
Two-run triple. And he's just a joy to watch play.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player.
There's nothing like watching a guy round the bases. Baseball's most exciting play.
Is it the Oakland A's who've been hot recently?
And you know who manages them, don't you?
Which team are we talking about?
The Oakland A's.
Who manages the Oakland A's?
You don't know?
I do know.
Don't make me challenge you on things, Evan.
Bob Melvin.
Come on, what is this, 1986?
He's the manager of the
A's. Is he back?
Yes.
Just checking
your call. You think I was making that up?
No, I just wanted to make sure you're on point. You know, we got to know our stuff.
Thank you for quizzing me on who the A's manager
is. Here's the real question.
Yes.
Who's managing the Yankees on July 10th?
Oh. Aaron Boone.
Think so?
Let me tell you something. This Yankee franchise, and this is going to piss people off, but this is the reality. This is nothing like George's Yankees. You are not getting the blood that some Yankee fans want. And I mean that, of course, figuratively. Like, there were Yankee fans who said, oh, wow, Cashman's meeting the media.
I was excited for it. Then it dawned on me, he's going to interview himself.
Yes. Yes. He's going to. And look, here's where I give Cash credit. He takes accountability. Like, he tried to get ahead of things. But if you think, and save the tape, if I feel like it or sound like an idiot. If you think Brian Cashman is going to fire even coaches, let alone the manager. If you think Hal Steinbrenner is going to fire Brian Cashman. If that's what you're waiting for, keep waiting. It's not happening. George Steinbrenner is not walking through that door.
By the way,
this is different now.
There are a lot of people that are upset with you online right now. And I don't think you meant it the way you said it, and you're not confused by it at all, But there are people out there that think you're confused between the boxing event that took place this weekend and a wrestling event. And the difference between Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Which one was at WrestleMania?
So there's there are people out there that think you might be a little confused.
I think, wasn't it the same guy?
No.
No, it was not.
I was confused.
Okay, it's on
wait, hold on.
Time out.
Yeah. Who was the guy who boxed the other night?
Jake Paul boxed.
And
now,
Logan Paul.
He has an older brother named Logan Paul.
Don't they both box?
Well, Logan has boxed, but Jake Paul's the guy that
beat Nate. Who, okay, that was my question. Who's the guy who beat Nate Robinson?
Jake Paul.
And who's the guy who boxed last night?
Jake Paul.
And who's the guy who took a stunner from KO 2 weeks ago?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Hey, I was wrong, man.
Well, I just want to make sure. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No, I was definitely confused.
Also, another difference between us and most shows, we're honest.
Yo, I'm honest.
And we call each other out on things.
That's
Bob
right.
Melvin. like a fall for that old gag.
You're funny.
Bob Melvin. See, I fell for the Bob Melvin joke. Not realizing that Tony La Russa was back, and he fell for the Jake Paul, Logan Paul thing.
Oh, Twitter's going to have fun with you right now.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I can't wait to look at those mentions.
Like Tony La Russa's managing again. I know, you guys are funny sometimes. Like baseball would bring back an 80-year-old drunk. Woo! I tell you, sometimes you baseball fans have a way with people. You really do. 877-337-6666. I have a question for you. Very quick baseball question, because I heard a term that I'd never heard before.
What's that?
And I'm hoping you can help me out.
I'll do my best.
And it's in relation to your favorite player. There's a term called Inner Circle Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term before. And the question is whether or not, assuming DeGrom's career goes the way it's clearly going, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What is...
I'll answer it.
Is it a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I'm going to give you the answer.
Because I never heard that
term
before.
I'm going to name you two players. Both are Hall of Famers. Gaylord Perry, Bob Gibson.
Gaylord Perry. I know both of them, of course.
Okay, and they're both Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Would you agree? There's one of them who's a Hall of Famer.
Bob Gibson.
And there's one of them who's he got in the Hall of Fame.
So that's what they refer to as an inner
circle?
That's
what Jake was referring to. I'll give you another example. Have you heard of a guy named Harold Baines?
Of course.
And
Chicago White Sox.
And a guy named Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yes, Seattle Mariners, of course.
Okay, both are Hall of Famers.
Yes.
One guy's a Hall of Famer. The other guy... got in the Hall of Fame.
Who determines this inner circle status?
No, I mean, I think
it's amongst the guys.
I think it's amongst us as fans. I mean, there are guys who, when they get eligible for the Hall of Fame, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about Greg Maddux. There's no doubt about guys like that.
Can you win less than 170 games and be an inner circle Hall of Famer?
I'm going to tell you why the answer is now yes, because baseball's different. We live in a different world. We live in a world in which bullpens and offenses, mostly bullpens, define a guy's wins and losses. Now, what bothers me for Jake, who has a chance to be an Inner Circle Hall of Famer, guy goes out and wins five Cy Youngs, and he may be on his way to three. That's uncharted territory. That is elite territory.
He's going to have a tough time winning the Cy Young this year if Marcus Stroman keeps pitching the way he's pitching.
He's off to a great start. Well, you know what advantage Jake has? And this isn't fair, by the way, because I don't believe in this. Strikeouts.
Go ahead.
Strikeouts have become such a barometer, and Jake's striking out 14 guys a game. Stroman is not doing that.
So inner circle, that's a new thing. I never heard that term
before. Well, it's elite level, no doubt about it. You think of this guy as a Hall of Famer, but here's what scares me about DeGrom. I don't want Jake known as that guy who somehow only won 130 games because his team was historically bad
when
he was
on the mound. Right.
I don't want him to be known as that. But yeah, the win is dead. No, whether you want to admit it or anyone wants to admit it, I'm just going to tell you the reality. The win for the pitcher is dead. It doesn't matter anymore. If Jacob DeGrom is a Hall of Famer, it will not be defined by wins. It will be defined by how many Cy Youngs he won, his career ERA, things like that.
So you don't want him to become the Ernie Banks of the Mets. I got you. Legitimate for Inner Circle Hall of Famer.
It's not Ernie Banks. I don't like that comparison.
I thought it was a pretty good
one. You're calling
one.
Ernie Banks because his team didn't win.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's not even what I meant. I get why you thought that. I'm saying that I don't want Jake defined, not by not being on a team that didn't win, but by being a guy who won so few games because his team and those individual starts was so bad.
Got it. The Anthony Young of baseball. I got you. 877-337 66. Look it up. Go with it.
I know Anthony Young well.
Carton and Roberts.
Rest in peace, Anthony Young.
He died?
Yeah.
There's people dying.
A couple years ago.
COVID?
No.
What did he die from?
I don't remember why he died.
Oh.
I just know he passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it sucks. He was a good dude. Everyone used to say that, and he handled that losing streak with class.
Yes.
Because it wasn't his fault.
Yeah. I'm sorry that he passed away. I didn't know that.
Huh.
While he was playing, he died?
No. It was like 2 years ago.
Oh. He's not playing anymore. That sucks.
You're right over there?
No, I just feel bad. Every time I bring a guy up, you tell me the guy's dead.
Well, should I not tell you he's dead?
Well, it just makes me feel bad for bringing the guy up.
Like I also,
you know he's dead, so you know I'm going to bring it up. Tell me to not bring a guy up.
I'm not going to tell you not to bring up a guy who's dead.
Because then I feel like, oh, here we go again, talking about a guy that's dead.
If you don't bring him up because he's dead, then their legacies just go away because you never want to talk about people that are dead.
Tommy, if you're still producing the show, I would expect to hear the Sukadeek online now.
It's 320. What's going on?
It's up there.
Is it?
Yeah, on our
show. Carton Roberts?
Very good.
I'm going there right now.
Very good. Thank you, Thomas. You get to continue producing the show.
Thank you, Craig, for believing me, because Evan has to check.
I'm not checking. You tell me it's done, I know it's done.
It's there.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
What convinced you to do it was my threat.
He probably called Nasrin and said, is it okay if I do this? Whatever it took, he got it done.
Bingo.
And I full belief in him, which is why I didn't check.
Exactly. He'll check in the break.
Yeah, but here's the difference, Craig. Your threats did nothing. My threat got it done. And that's just the difference between you and
you
I.
You are the man. I keep telling people.
I had to whip out the heavy artillery, whatever that phrase is.
Suck a dick!
You do what you got to do. And I got it done. Now, Loogie will never admit it, but the facts are the facts. If you've listened to the show, it was me who got it done. You're welcome.
100% accurate.
To our audience, you're welcome.
Just make that clear. If it's a problem, Evan's the one that made it happen.
Exactly. That's what I just heard.
Evan got it done.
That's right.
He's the heavy hitter here. There's no doubt. He's also buying lunch on Friday.
I am.
And I'm thinking Shake Shack.
That's what you're going with?
I'm thinking, the group will decide, not just me.
Group decision.
But I'm thinking maybe we go with what we like to call in the business, run it.
Well, here's the deal,
Craig. Do you know what run it means?
No, what does run it mean?
Everything on the menu.
Yeah, I'm good with that. In fact, I want you to realize something. C-Mac, Loogie as well. Nothing's off limits. So if you want to go fancy, go fancy.
No, we're not fancy
Nothing
guys.
Nothing is off limits.
Evan's buying everybody lunch.
Whatever you want, it's on the docket and it's on me.
I'm so, listen.
You're welcome.
We'll have a little meeting about it.
Okay.
But I'm thinking we run it over at Shake Shack. That's a term you can use now. When you run a menu, we call it run it. That is every item on the menu.
Now, do you think that's nice for a guy like C-Mac?
Yes.
Why?
Because I said earlier, it's a buffet. Yeah.
I said earlier I was going to give him more food, and you said, look what you're doing. You're giving the big guy more food.
You singled me out. He's talking about the group. The entire
right.
group more
But
food.
If I order more food for the group,
yeah.
Who by chance is going to eat the most?
Me.
And who's going to eat the second most?
Well, probably you're Big Mac. Assumptions Big Mac, about who's going to eat the most. You just keep digging.
Wow. You just don't like him.
It's a safe assumption.
You don't like heavy people.
No, I'm a big fan of his. I listened to 3 hours of C-Mac's show over the weekend.
Well, your wife
was
there
was five
miserable.
Of them. What happened to the other two?
I didn't listen to the other two.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know he was on the air. 877-337-6666.
And you think I'm monologuing.
Carton Roberts, we got a lot of Knicks stuff coming up after the Yankee bitching is done. Because there is a team to be very happy and positive about. The Mets are one of them for sure. But the New York Knicks have regained their spot as
what?
The fan favorite right now, in the moment. But as I always say to Evan, appreciate things in the moment. They're not winning a title, but in the moment, it's a Knick town. So I'm going to enjoy that with you guys for the next few hours.
You want me to enjoy that with you as well?
Yeah.
You want me to
You're my partner?
Jump in the pool and enjoy that they were able to overcome RJ being out of a game and the Knicks winning anyway, overcoming the terrible IQ of the Pelicans down the stretch, not the foul. Which
and they were told to foul.
We'll
get to that later on, too.
I know.
And the big win against the Mavericks.
You know, this all started against Memphis. That's the game.
Yep.
They were about to fall 3 games under 500. They get destroyed by the Grizzlies. They come back in that game, and that has sparked this.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Evan's rocking the brand new Winners and Losers shirt, which you can buy in the WFAN store. The Sukadeek shirt is hopefully coming within about a week.
Good. I think that will be the hottest seller.
I have not yet seen a mock-up of Sukadeek. But hopefully I will. Hopefully I will. Let's see. What is this? I got all these text messages. And I didn't even know. I really got to start reading my looking at my phone more. Apparently, that's the thing to do.
What?
A lot of, I guess, if you watch a lot of, sports radio talk shows on TV, right. And Evan and I are going on TV in about a month on SNY, which has the greatest baseball booth, I think, in America by far. The thing to do, I got to start working on this, Evan.
What's that?
Is to pay everyone else around you no mind and just stare at your phone a lot.
Really?
That's what I was told.
I'm talking to you, making some kind of point, you're just going to stare at your phone and
say
respond
again?
To text
me? See how it works?
See
perfect.
How it works? Okay.
Yeah, I've never done that. And I was on TV for 10 years with Boomer.
Well, you're behind other times then,
and
man.
I never once looked at my phone throughout the show.
Huh.
But I find that's the new thing to do, just stare at your phone and ignore everyone around you.
Mm.
There you go. Sorry. There you go. Ha, ha, ha. CeeLo is here. God knows why. CeeLo! What's going on, Christopher?
All right, so obviously everyone knows the Yanks are scuffling. I want to take you back to just before opening day, a couple of snippets from the Evan Roberts podcast.
What?
Specifically the one with his former producer turned WFAN digital wizard, Ernie Acosta.
What did we say? I don't even remember doing this.
Right, that's why we're going to do it. So
oh,
you
boy.
Were discussing who might hit the most home runs for the Mets and Yankees.
Oh, right? Crap.
And you guys,
I know what I said. Delete it. I don't want to hear this.
Hold on. So you guys, for the purposes of your matchup, you went chalk. Evan picked Pete Alonso for the Mets. Ernie picked Aaron Judge from the Yankees.
What is this for?
They're just, having
what
fun.
What year?
Friends among, this year. This
oh, okay.
This happened
got
like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Good.
So... Ernie picked Aaron Judge. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go out on a limb, right?
Yeah.
But
tough,
Evan,
tough pick.
Evan, in the midst of Ernie making that selection, offered this thought.
Dude, is it crazy to suggest Jay Bruce leads the New York Yankees in home runs in 2021? Is that really crazy?
That's crazy.
Why?
Okay. So he asked why, and then,
Wow, Evan, you really know your sports.
And then he talked himself into it.
I could see his bat staying in the lineup, and if your team doesn't stay healthy, which is the track record, and let's say Jay Bruce does, and he finds his way in the lineup all the time?
Yeah.
Jay Bruce could hit 40 home runs easily.
Right.
Wow.
You have Jay Bruce hitting 40 home runs.
Listen. It was an outside-the-box long shot, okay?
Jay Bruce could hit 40 home runs easily.
I was throwing it out there. Obviously, he was so done over the first 2 weeks, he said, I got to retire.
Oh,
I'll take the L. But the real question, Craig, is why the hell are you listening to the Evan Roberts podcast, Ernie and Evan breaking down Yankees and Mets stats?
I will tell
What's wrong with you?
No offense.
Don't you have better things to do?
I like to support you as a friend and co-worker.
Thanks.
I did not listen to that. I was tipped off.
Breaking news.
Evan Roberts thinks Jay Bruce might hit 40 home runs for the Yankees. This just in. Jay Bruce has just retired. He's no longer in baseball.
Dude, I thought about that when he announced his retirement. I thought about that prediction and said, boy, that didn't age well.
Good
thing he was on a podcast that no one listens to.
Well, there you go. Someone heard it.
Easily.
All right. What else
do
you got, CeeLo?
Quickly, do you know how many 40 home run seasons Jay Bruce had in his career?
If I had to guess, he was definitely over 30 a bunch of times. I'm assuming you're going to tell me he never hit 40.
Zero.
How many times did he hit 30 or more?
Multiple times.
Okay.
But never 40.
The guy hit 300. The guy, well, he's also
40 home runs easily.
I figured at Yankee Stadium in that lineup, if he was healthy and had something left, he isn't 38 years old. I didn't think it was nuts. Right. Hey, I was wrong. I take the L.
He went 4 for 34.
Losers.
What else you got?
All right, so we probably should have known bad things were coming in the series with the Rays, not just because they own the Yanks these days, but how about the very open of the Yes broadcast on Friday evening?
Muy buenas noches. Una vez más, el saludo cordial les llega desde Yankee Stadium.
That's, of course, the great Ricky Ricardo. Somehow his Spanish language radio broadcast bled over onto the Yes
TV. It sounded much more entertaining and lively than everything else I heard this weekend. Mucho buenos días, amigos. Desde Yankees baseball.
So the Yankees proceed to lose that game.
How lucky is he that he was born into the Ricardo family? And they gave him the name Ricky.
You think it was done on purpose by his parents?
I mean, it's great. They're big fans of Ricky Ricardo.
We want to name our son after the infamous Ricky Ricardo of Lucy fame.
You can't forget the name.
It's true.
Buenos dias, noches, amigos.
He's got an amazing voice.
Oh, my
Yes, really I do. Thank you. Thank you. I speak 5 languages. Thank you. Yes. Yo quiero piragua en el Bronx. Yes, I'll be there this summer for the frozen ice. Yes, thank you.
So the Yanks get their butts kicked Friday night, and it led to this after the game.
Do you feel like you need to address the team to try to get things going?
I've already addressed the team, so.
Yes.
What did you say to them when you did?
Ooh.
That's for in there.
We do now have exclusive audio of Boone's speech to the club after dropping the series opener. Heard for the first time right here on Carton and Roberts.
Gosh. You lollygagged the ball around the end. You lollygagged your way down to first. You lollygagged in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. This is a simple game.
Not for them.
The
how will we get the point? All good.
What do you think he actually
did? They are lollygaggers.
Do you think he catch the
do
ball?
Do you think he actually screamed at his team?
Like, if you were
yes,
there,
I
you,
do.
You think Aaron Boone raised his voice?
I don't think he was, like, yelling at particular guys. Like, you suck.
What do you think it sounded like? Like, you're a great imitator. Give me what Aaron Boone actually sounded like inside the Yankee locker room after Friday night.
You're the goddamn Yankees! Yeah. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing. Less time worried about the stock market and doggy coin, and more time trying to figure you telling me you can't hit Michael Walker? I could hit Michael Walker today. You're killing me. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to be back on the MLB network by myself and no one watches.
Wah.
Wah.
I'm not going to get to go on Carton and Roberts every week.
That's the biggest thing he'll miss.
Wah.
You know what he really sounded like? I bet you Aaron Boone didn't even raise his voice. Was like, guys, we're better than this. We gotta play better.
Nah.
I don't think he's
really
capable of raising his voice.
I was told. Well, I read it somewhere. I don't tell.
No. Clint
he
Frazier.
Was pissed.
Clint Frazier is the one who said on the record, "Yeah, you know, Aaron Boone." I forget how he worded it, but he implied Aaron Boone was pissed. But what does piss sound like?
I don't know. He's coming on this week. We'll
he's not going to tell us.
Yes, he will.
That's for in there, correct?
No. I'm not asking the content. I'm going to ask him to recreate it. Give us. Let us hear, as Yankee fans, what does a ticked off Aaron Boone sound like? Does it sound like, listen, fellas, this just isn't getting a job done.
Yeah.
You're making it very tough on me. You're making it tough on yourselves. Let's batten down the hatches and let's cut this crap out.
Yes!
Or does it sound like, you know, something crazy?
Go.
You sons of bitches are embarrassing yourselves and you're embarrassing the pinstripes. George Steinbrenner is rolling over his head.
Yeah, it's the first one. CeeLo knows I'm right.
He's got to pull a Wally Backman and go
do
in there.
Do you think so? But bro,
right.
Do you think he
no,
actually did that?
I
and
don't.
That? And by the way, that's not his personality.
No,
so I'm not telling
not.
Him he should do that. But if you think a mad Aaron Boone on Friday night, and really the only preview we've ever gotten is Savages in the Box.
I was just going to say that.
Now, yes. I don't know if you've seen the audio, but
yeah,
the Savage
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that John Boyd discovered a few years ago where he was yelling at the home plate umpire. That's the most we've ever seen Aaron Boone scream.
Yeah. Well, I say this, Billy. We've got to find that savage DNA and bring it back to Yankee
Stadium.
Do
you really think?
And you know what's going to happen? I guarantee. Well, who do they play tomorrow?
They play the Atlanta Braves. Noah Acuna looks like.
Well, day-to-day. We'll see.
Well, he hurt his stomach
abdominal.
Or something.
Abdominal.
I did too many push-ups and sit-ups. Here, only baseball players miss games because, oh, I have a stomach ache.
Have you watched the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very good point. Good call, Evan.
Thank you.
High five on that.
Yeah.
Here's what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
God forbid this series against the Braves doesn't go well. I'll give you an over-under on how quickly the following or some version of the following is said. You know, it'll be good for the guys to get out of Yankee Stadium and go on the road.
Oh, that'll happen.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
That'll happen.
It'll be good for us to get on the road. Just us alone.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that's what a you know, dead man walking says. Yeah.
What
speaking of Wally Backman, I like Aaron Boone a lot. It's not Boone's fault, Boondog's fault, the Boonster, AB, whatever you want to call him.
Skip.
Because Skip. I blame the players. I don't blame the manager.
No, I agree with you, but we end up looking for all these other things when teams are struggling. And if you think for a second Aaron Boone changed his personality and was cursing out Giancarlo and screaming at Aaron Hicks and Gleyber Torres, it never happened.
By the way, if I were Aaron Boone, I wouldn't be cursing out or screaming at Stanton and Hicks with the pythons. Those
I
two guys
get
are.
It, but my point is, you know that's not happening.
They might.
It's like that dummy that got in a fight with Aaron Donald. Like, listen, look at the man.
Right?
As big as you might be, look at this guy.
You have no shot.
That's not the guy to, you know, punch or push or even talk to, really.
Right.
I see Aaron Donald, I just say I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you apologizing for? Just in case you thought it was me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all. Anyway,
by the way, it got so depressing and boring on Saturday afternoon.
It sure did.
The seventh inning with the Yanks down 5-1. Michael Kay and Paul O'Neill just had nothing
left. Hold on. Seventh inning. Now, I think what you're about to play is why I put out my tweet over the weekend that if Major League Baseball wants to know why kids don't like baseball, find it entertaining, watch the YES broadcast of the Yankee Rays game. Seventh inning, go.
Down 2-2.
Stop for a second.
Oh, okay.
Here's what we're... Yeah, I think this is what we're getting at. Count how much time elapses between the audio you hear from the announcers. I think Paul O'Neill and Michael Kay, right?
Yes. This one I think is just Kay. I've got a couple.
No, but they're both on the broadcast point.
Correct. It was a two-man team, yes.
I thought there was something wrong on my television.
Is this when you tuned in?
I thought they were offering multiple audio channels. Like you have the Spanish channel, the regular English channel, the game field mic, no announcer channel.
Right.
Maybe the announcers only channel. This is why baseball has a problem. If you sat down on your couch with your kids who were open-minded enough to say, okay, Daddy, let me watch a little Yankee baseball to hear what I'm missing. Because you keep telling me that baseball's such an entertaining sport.
And this is a prime spot because it's Saturday afternoon at about 3:30.
Saturday afternoon, 3:30, seventh inning. Game's not out of hand.
5-1.
Let's put on the Yankee broadcast and be entertained by the announcers. Go ahead and entertain us.
Anybody home?
Hello? Hello? Must be someone on my TV. Wait a second. Let me push the button. Nope.
3-2.
Someone spoke. Wait a minute.
On Adamas.
Someone just spoke. Maybe it's on my TV. Okay, someone spoke. Hello? 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 Paul?
This is incredible.
Mike? Hello? Somebody?
Fouled away there.
You got to foul the way. This is like 6 minutes. Hello? Sorry, Lucky, I thought.
Like, what's O'Neill doing right? Probably eating, like, I would think, right?
He's at home. It's easy to get distracted.
Like, what are we doing? This is unedited, by the way. This is a YES baseball broadcast. They're not speaking.
They ran out of things to talk about.
The only
thing I could think of, because I've noticed this a lot during broadcast where there's like a lot of silence.
Holy majoli.
Joey Wendell had hit the home run one batter earlier to break the game open. So maybe it was just like depression.
They were all talked out?
Yeah, we're done. Wendell went deep. It's 5-1. This team sucks. They're out.
For all the YES bragging about ratings and broadcasts, that's what you're paying people for. Like, there's no reason for me to sit there and try to watch that because you didn't bring me anything.
Well, and also, there's a bottom of the seventh, top of the eighth, bottom of the eighth, top of the... There's a lot of innings left.
To your point. Yes. I understand your point about the... Okay, they just hit a home run. There's not a lot to discuss. In the seventh, the Yankees scored a couple of runs. You had the Odor home run.
Right.
Judge had an RBI double.
Well, let me... But see, one quick thing. I didn't say there's not a lot to discuss. There's always something to discuss.
Like you said, it kills the life.
Killed
the
life,
right?
Out of the building, yes.
So here's the part from the bottom of the seventh as well. Right?
Bottom of the seventh.
Was up earlier, up again.
That's fascinating announcing. He was up earlier, now he's up again. Isn't that the sport?
He's talking about a relief pitcher warming up, to be fair.
Okay.
We could see CeeLo being all fair.
Like, they're not talking.
And the Yankees are up. This is the bottom of the seventh?
Bottom of the seventh.
After Odor hit the home run?
I think this was after the Odor home run. They made a pitching change. And
oh,
then,
my God.
I don't know which at-bat
it's just was, ambient sound from the ballpark.
And that was in the midst of a rally.
Right.
Hang because on. They actually rallied the bottom of the seventh.
We had a tennis
they're
match?
About to, oh, no, we didn't miss anything. I thought we missed something.
I'm sorry.
I thought, for some weird reason, I thought we might have missed the announcers talking. Like, if I'm the guy that runs yes, I'm looking at this going, why are we paying you people? Yuck. Like, this is not, I want to be clear, this is unedited.
That's incredible.
This is why people don't like baseball. It's not the player's fault, it's the announcer's fault.
Well, you know what's incredible? I've always noticed this about the broadcast, but listening to it now makes it much more noticeable. Like, in the midst of a game, it doesn't jump out at me.
Because you're looking at something on
the
TV.
That's probably
the
reason. So I put it out there. Half the people agreed with me. Half the people yelled at me, you wish you had half the career of... Okay, this wasn't an attack on Michael. It's an attack on the entire thing. He's just a part of it.
Right, especially if his partner's not offering anything.
Like, when you do baseball play-by-play, you are paid to fill in the gaps.
Right.
Because baseball is all about the gaps.
Yes.
So I sit down with my kids. Let's watch Yankee baseball. Tommy, come on. You haven't burped in a while, so I'll let that one go.
Thank you.
And I'm sitting there going.
Boy, that one smells.
Jeez. I'm like, you got to be kidding that Italian sandwich.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Like, you, what? The SNY baseball broadcast is the best. And I agree, you can't compare everyone to the best. They are the best. It's not even close. Gary, Keith, and Ron, whether you like the person or not, I don't care. As a baseball broadcast, it is money. It's the best broadcast in the country. And not that I listen because I don't watch any other games but Mets and Yankees, but I imagine
no,
it's
no,
the best.
I do, and I will tell you they're the best.
But the Yankee broadcast, like, what's the guy's name that runs it? John Filippelli. It's time to have a show meeting and say, hey, guys, 9 minutes of dead air in the seventh inning isn't what we're paying you for. It's unreal. He probably was looking at his phone the whole time. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe something came in on the bat phone.
And O'Neal loves to eat, so there you go.
Who doesn't? But I eat with my mouth full. I talk with my mouth full, so. Listen, the audience, like, at some point, you have to, show some respect for the audience, right?
Sure.
That's what I try to do. It's Evan tries to do. Is that all you got?
I got Cashman. We can do that later on.
Oh, that'll be entertaining.
Jeez, I hope you edited it, man, because he asks himself questions.
He does.
I don't want to hear from
him. I might have to try and find that, by the way, where he actually will ask himself
by the way,
a question.
Those of you that were like, yo, the Yankees should go get Tanaka. He gave up 3 runs in 5 innings in his first start in Japan.
How many innings did he pitch?
5.
Okay, that's a victory. Have you watched Corey Kluber and Jameson Taillon? They don't get 5 innings. They got 6 out of Jordan Montgomery.
So that's good.
Oh, okay. Yes, it actually is good. You tried to downplay it.
My bad.
Look, the problem is the way they're hitting.
It's an ERA of like 6.5.
Oh. Stop it. None of this matters. Like, even Garrett Cole pitches into the seventh inning yesterday and Boone pushes him. It doesn't matter.
So go get Tanaka
runs.
Back. Okay, what do you want me to do? You want Tanaka? Get Tanaka.
I mean, yeah, I think I would have preferred Tanaka on
this rotation.
He doesn't
want to be here because he dealt with a lot of hatred.
That turned out not to be true, by the way, so let's clarify.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yes. Tanaka.
He lied about it?
No, he didn't lie about it.
No. He said his kid.
No, that's not true.
Dealt with crap
here. That's not true. It was interpreted incorrectly.
Yes.
Where's the retraction story?
I don't know. Whoever interpreted it did it incorrectly. Tanaka never said that.
You can never trust an interpreter unless you speak the language that the person is speaking in. I've told you that a million times.
You have. You've warned me a million times.
Right? I keep telling you, don't listen.
I always try to listen.
Because Tanaka, the story was that one of the reasons he wanted out of the MLB in New York was that his wife and his young son, I think it was, dealt with anti-Asian hatred.
Right.
And it got to a point where, for everyone's safety and well-being, I'm out of here.
Right.
That was the story.
Turned out not to be true.
Whoa.
That's not what he said. He never said that. It was inferred by the writer that could have been one of the reasons. Here's the bottom line, okay?
Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees didn't want to bring back Masahiro Tanaka. They made a choice. They brought in Jameson Taillon. They brought in Corey Kluber. Jury is still out. Right. But they didn't want to bring Tanaka back.
Agreed. Real quick, Annie's in Wausau on the fan. Come on, fat thumbs. There you go. Annie, what's going on, Cookie?
How you doing, boy?
Great.
What's
up?
I'm just saying, I watched the game the other night where the announcers went missing. And at first, I was embarrassed for them. And then I said to myself, self, you know what they should do is come up with two different stations. One station that gives you the announcers, whether they're crappy or what. And the other station just have the background baseball noise.
Yes.
You know, the crowd and the clapping of the bats.
Which is why a lot of people, you know, Evan said this the other day, and I was like, nah. But having listened to the dead air for that long, I think Evan's right. A lot of people turn the TV sound down.
Annie, I got
and
to
either
tell you.
Play music, play nothing, play you know, John and Susan, wherever it might be. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years. And Annie, your idea actually exists. And I'll tell you where. If you have MLB.TV, now, they do blackout local games, so I get it. We're not able to watch the Yankees or Mets that way. They give you that option. In fact, they not only give you the option of watching the TV broadcast or ambient sound at the ballpark, they give you the option of the radio broadcast. They give you the option of the visit MLB.TV.
Oh, is that right?
That is absolutely true.
Nice job
And it's
that.
Fantastic. Now, the problem is they have these archaic blackout rules, so we can't enjoy this with the Yankees and the
I
Mets.
I think that's fair, though. You have to be respectful of the
it's
money
not.
That's spent for those rights.
There are ways to have that count the same way.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's ways, then that's okay.
I think there are.
I'll say this. I'm glad Annie called in because I don't want people to think I'm picking on anyone. It's like I always say about your teeth. You should never notice your teeth are there. If I notice the dead air, there's a problem, in my opinion. You've robbed me of the entertainment. Now, granted, the score sucked. They were losing. And, you know, they have no energy, but the broadcast is supposed to be entertaining.
Well, it's a part of why, and sometimes SNY does this, but the three-man booth in baseball is key. I actually go the opposite than other sports, and I'll tell you exactly why. You've got the broadcaster who's an orchestrator, and you've got two former players. Those two former players get into a discussion about the game, about what's going on, about things that happened in their career, how they can relate to it now. It becomes some of the best TV. SNY's broadcast is best when Ronnie and Keith are both there. Why? Because of the discussions that they have. Yes, his broadcast is best when Paul O'Neill and David Cohn are there.
You're missing
Why?
Cohn in this case, yeah.
That's important. And then it's the job of the broadcaster, Gary or Michael, to kind of go back and forth and make it entertaining. Because I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. But the reality is this. There is a lot of downtime. But it's your job to fill that downtime. Yeah. And that's why former players are key. And for Yes and SNY, I'm sure it's a cost and an off-day issue. Always should be
a
two
cost.
Former players. Yeah, because they probably want to give guys day offs and pay them.
It can't be a cost. Yes is the most profitable regional sports network in America.
SNY is the same issue. Because it's
worth
not
a
always,
billion dollars
but
each.
But it's not always Ronnie and Keith. Sometimes one of them's off.
That's ridiculous.
And the broadcast is best
when everybody's
there.
That's
my view on it.
I agree with you on that. Baseball, on both sides.
Not football, not basketball. Because you don't need it. In baseball, you need it.
By the way, there's a lot of NBA teams where the play-by-play guy is the only guy. Not a lot. There's a handful. But back in the day, it used to be the guy that did radio play-by-play did it alone. There was no analyst.
Well, here's
now
the thing,
that's man. Changed greatly, but
Craig.
I think the last guy to do it, I think the guy in Philly still does it that way. I forget his name. And the late Joe Tate famously did it in Cleveland.
Wizards guy did it for a while
did
by
he
himself.
Alone, did he?
Dude, so over the weekend, I'm watching the Knicks, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Nets all at the same time.
Well, you're
all
nothing
TV.
Else going on.
No, I love sports,
did
bro.
You have any Ralph's Italian Icy's left over?
Not this weekend.
None. No. What did you do for food during this marathon of sports watching?
I ate. What did I eat?
Yeah, your father-in-law caters the TV watching?
I don't think I ate at all during those 3 hours.
You look thinner.
Maybe it's
a shirt.
I just drank water. That was it.
I noticed that you did take a larger shirt for yourself.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I think it's smart.
I like large.
It's like Thornton Mel said, if you want to look skinny, sit next to fat people. 356, Carton and Roberts on
but
the
But here's
fan.
The thing. When you watch baseball and basketball side by side, dude. The action disparity, and I know we already know this, but the action disparity is so obvious.
Yeah.
There'll be five possessions in between pitches in
Which
a baseball game.
Which is why I always say,
Not
watching
kidding.
The Yankees on Yes makes me want to be a hockey fan.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.